This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira humamadu. My brothers and sisters, how many of you like to have fun? Everybody, right? What is fun? Can you define it? I'm not sure for what is fun? Good time. Good time? Okay, what else? So give me some examples. Example of fun or fun activity.
Basketball.
Horse riding.
Swimming.
How many of you actually do swimming and horse riding? I don't think anybody does, no? You just think. What you do, I'm talking about. Swimming you do, okay. Okay.
Sometimes.
What else? Okay. Soccer, okay. Anything else?
Gym,
okay. YouTube. Now you're getting some truthful answers. TikTok, right? I thought we got a bunch of people who never see YouTube, never see TikTok. Alhamdulillah. When you said basketball and soccer, are you professional basketball players? Do you intend to be one? No. Point I'm making is very simple. My point is, all of us have a defined number of hours, minutes and seconds on this earth. Everyone, right? We don't know the exact number. How many I have, I don't know. But I know I have. So many breaths. And when I take my last breath, whether it's coming in or going out, that's it. So in this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not subtract all the time that goes into something which is not really getting me any real benefit. Right? So the things that you described, for example, tell me, what is the real benefit of watching basketball for somebody who is not a professional basketball player?
Enjoyment.
So what is enjoyment? To be happy, right? Do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed life? Do you think he had fun? Do you think the Sahaba had fun, they enjoyed life? So how can they enjoy life when they are standing in Salah the whole night? Here we have a situation where the Qari in Ramadan, I'm not exaggerating, I am witness to this, you all. When the Sheikh in the, no matter how beautiful the Qirat, if the Salah is 3 minutes more, 4 minutes more, 5 minutes more, we complain. Sheikh, please tell him to recite longer. Please tell him to recite faster. That's why I gave up. I go and sit in that corner. I said, don't talk to me. Yes or no? Am I exaggerating? Am I lying? So how was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi getting fun out of this thing? Strange, no? Same Quran. Did the Quran change? What Sheikh Abdullah is reciting, is it different from what came to us? Same thing. So how come he got fun out of this? How come the Sahaba got fun out of this? They would stand behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is a beautiful hadith where Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and Usayd bin Khudair radiallahu anhu, they came, they decided one day to pray behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they came and stood, and he, in that salah, in the whole of that salah, he recited only one ayah.
Which eye is that? Anybody else? Anybody remember that hadith? Which eye did he say? Only one eye. In to azdibhum, fa innahum ibaduk. Wa in taghfir lahum, fa innaka, innaka antal azizul hakim. Whole salah. He repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. So the next day, between them, they said, we should ask. So he said, no, you ask, you ask, you ask. Usayb bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu was an Ansari. Abdullah bin Mas'ud was radiallahu anhu was a Muhajir. So then Usayb was there, said to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves you very much. He loves you more than he loves me, so you ask him. So he asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, we came and prayed behind you and you recited only one ayah. Why did you say that? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I was making dua for my ummah. This was my dua for my ummah. Now the ayah itself, as you know, is Isa alayhi salam. This is what Isa alayhi salam will say to Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, on the day of judgment. If you want to punish them, they are your slaves. But if you want to forgive them, innaka antal azizul hakim. You are the all-powerful and you are the all-knowledgeable and the all-wise. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I was reciting it as my dua for my ummah. The point I want to make for you and me is that we live in a world where we have made society, we have made life itself so hard and harsh and toxic that we need time out to go and do something else to forget this life, to detoxify ourselves. Right? People say work-life balance. I've always found these statements to be, these terms to be ridiculous. When people ask me, what about work? I say, what is work-life balance? What is work-life? What is work-life balance? Have you heard this term? Work-life balance? I say, what is that? I love my work. So what is work-life balance? The point I want to make is, we have a specific number of hours, minutes and days. Days, hours, minutes, seconds. Not 1 second more, not one less. Whatever we use that resource for, it is from the same, there's no extra thing for it. You can't say, Allah, I'm not a basketball player. I will never be a basketball player. But I'm going to spend 1 hour watching basketball. Don't take it out of my life. Give me some from somewhere else. Have you ever seen a team win because there were people sitting in the stand and screaming? Does a team win because of that reason? Yes or no? I'll tell you how basketball teams win. I was watching an interview of Kobe Bryant. They asked him, what time do you wake up? He said, 4 o'clock. He said, why 4 o'clock? He said, because if you wake up at 8 o'clock, by the time you get ready to go to the gym, it's about 9. You go to the gym, work out for 2 hours, 11 o'clock, you come back home, you take 2 hours off to recover, eat something and so on. That is 1. You go back to the gym at 1. By the time you get there and so on, let's say 2 to 4, right? And you get maybe, so that you get about 2 hours of 2 hour shots or 2 workouts, and that's you get. He said, when I wake up at 4, in the whole day, I can get 6 to 8 workout periods in the 24 hours for my game. Now, my point is, that is how you win basketball. Not by watching basketball. By spending 8 to 10 hours in the gym practicing and working out You win basketball. Now, if you're not going to do that, then you are kissing goodbye to that 1 hour or 2 hours of your life span to get what? To get what? Enjoy. What enjoy? What is the enjoyment in seeing somebody throw a ball into a hoop? For God's sake. Right? What's so enjoyable about that? Some guy throws a ball into a hoop. Where is your job? What is it? This is all mental conditioning. Believe me, we have been conditioned. What is enjoyable about seeing somebody throw a ball into a hoop? For God's sake. Does it sound enjoyable? Likewise for somebody kicking a ball around in the field. I mean, you know. We have been conditioned to do this. Why? Because somebody makes money. Think about that. That when you are giving up your lifespan of 2 hours, someone is going to the bank with that. You're donating your life to someone else to make money. Why do you think that? Why is this thing broadcast on primetime TV? Because it makes money. You know what primetime TV costs in this country? Go look up the numbers. They have hours of that. Why? Because it makes money. Why does it make money? Because you sit there and donate your life to it. It's your life. It is your life. So my reason and point I'm making is, fun, you must define what is fun. Have fun, but have fun doing something which is beneficial. Have fun running. I have fun walking. Sometimes I might do my khatiras on those walks. So those of you who watch these things on our channel, you will see nice videos of sceneries and so on and so forth, because I'm doing the khatra while I'm walking. My submission to you is, please, value your time. Value your time. My point is, when opportunities are provided and you don't take advantage of that, then don't blame anyone if your life goes down the drain. It will. I guarantee you it will. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Somebody who is putting effort and energy into his life, who is learning, who is improving his skills and competence and so on and so forth, and you are not doing that, you are watching basketball or soccer or God knows what, believe me, you are not equal. You are not equal. So you choose. You want to, you know, look back on your life and say, I was the greatest basketball watcher in the world. Or you want to say, I was a rocket scientist, or I was a, you know, brain surgeon or something. Those are options. Every single one of them is an option. I tell people, develop a skill. Do you know, in this country, in this city of West Springfield, a qualified plumber with a license makes more money than one of the physicians in Bay State. Do you know this? That poor doctor spends 12 years learning medicine. He makes less money than a plumber. So why don't you learn plumbing? Why don't you learn plumbing? Seriously, my brothers and sisters, take your life seriously. We have us, whatever span Allah gave us, for every one of us, it is reducing. Somebody my age is almost gone. But we can't say that about younger people, because you don't know how much age you have. So the Messenger said, for everyone was treated like it is gone. He said, when you say salam, don't think you will say salam on this side, which means what? So treat it your life. I'm not talking about myself, your life. Treat it with respect. Value that time which Allah has given. And make sure you account for every minute of that and say, what did I get out of this? This one question, just ask one question. What did I get out of this time I spent? Whatever it is, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, what did I get out of this? I'm sitting at my Xbox and I'm doing fun and games. What did I get out of that Xbox? What did I get out of whatever I am doing? If you are satisfied with that answer, alhamdulillah, good for you. But if you are doing something which is, I'm not talking about haram, please understand this, I'm talking about halal. It's not haram to watch basketball, but it's a waste of time. It's a waste of your life. It is not haram, you do it, but it is a waste of your life. That same 1 hour you spend reading a useful book, you are getting knowledge. Same 1 hour, run on the street, in 1 hour you'll do at least, if you're walking, you'll do 4 miles. If you are running, you should be able to do 8 or 10 miles, right? Then see your body after 1 month. Same 1 hour, multiple uses. Same 1 hour, stand in salah and say, Ya Allah, I want to get close to you. I want to close with this. Recently, somebody sent me a TikTok of this interview with this very senior priest. He had been preaching for 40 plus years. So the interviewer is asking him, what is your advice to young priests? What's your advice to young priests? Guess what he says? He says, tell them, forget seminary. Forget all their seminary degrees. Do only 2 things. He says, what? He says, read the Bible and pray a lot. Ajeeb, huh? Read the Bible and pray a lot. He says, the way to get close to anyone is to spend time with them. So pray a lot. If I simply change the word from Bible to Quran, I could be saying that on the minbar. Say 1 hour. Stand in salah. I remind myself, when you, this time we have is not coming back. It is not coming back. There is nothing extra. You can't buy it. So use it with respect for yourself. And ensure that you can account for every minute that you spend, and you have an answer to say, what did I get from this? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.